T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Joe Giglio is up with us right now. Later in the hour, we will tackle the Ben Simmons saga. Because, the Sixers, I have a feeling, surrendered.
I hope not.
I have a feeling they surrendered. And Ben, and I can't believe I'm going to do this. Stephen A. Smith, who's one of the people I love. I've known him forever.
Right.
I'm ripping him.
No.
In the next segment. No. What he did with Ben Simmons is embarrassing.
Oh, they're buddies now?
They're beyond buddies. All it takes for some media people, Al, is for a guy to answer your question and he's in love with you. It's baloney. But on the line with us is a guy who is not so easily impressed. From our night show here at WIP, Joe Giglio is with us. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Joe, I got to do a little show prep during the show. You do a betting show, correct? What do you do, Joe? What's that show?
So, I do. It's called BetQL Daily, and I do it Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. On the BetQL network.
Wow. All right. So you do it 3 hours a day of betting every day, Joe.
Yes, I do.
Are you good at it?
I'm better now probably than I was, a year and a half ago when I started doing it. So I'm okay.
All right. So I got this guy, Ken Barkley, coming on because he trolled our show yesterday by accident. It was an ad that was appearing during the show. And in the ad, Joe, he said, the Eagles take the under on 9.5 wins. They're a 500 team. They didn't beat a playoff team last year, blah, blah, blah. You're an betting expert, too, because you do, frankly, you're doing more hours than this guy's doing, Joe. Joe, is that an under or an over?
So it's an over for me. I will preface this by saying I was a little worried when I heard that because Ken's pretty good. I
mean, oh, really?
Ken is pretty good. I respect his opinion, especially with over-unders or win totals. He's usually pretty good on this stuff, Angelo, but I'm on the other side of him on this. Now, do I love the Eagles' win total as much now as I did 2 months ago? No, I mean, it was 8.5. I thought that was one of the easiest overs in the NFL. They got A.J. Brown. They drafted Jordan Davis 8.5 after winning 9 last year. It didn't make any sense.
I think they're going to
win 11 games, Angelo, so I would still go over the 9.5, but I understand why some bettors are like, yeah, that's a little harder now.
Hey, Joe, did that first game, even though it was only a series or so, did that game give you more confidence or less that they're going to be a winning team?
More confidence. I mean, look, I think the offense is going to work. I think that last year we have this perception that this was a bad offense because of the way it ended or it was a really mediocre offense. And I won't say it was great, but they moved the football last year. They averaged 25.5 points a game, and Jalen Reagor got a lot of snaps as a starting wide receiver. It was Jalen Hurts' first year as starting quarterback. So, if you just kind of play it back a little bit from last year, add A.J. Brown to it, Hurts should be more comfortable and better this year. I don't see why they're not scoring 26-ish, 27 points a game. That should be good enough with an improved defense to be a good football team.
And you're a Hurts guy, right, Joe? You like him.
I'm a Jalen Hurts guy, yeah. I've been from the beginning, and I can't wait to see what he does this year, Angelo, because you look at, obviously we know that a lot of his career's on the line here with the Eagles this year, what he does and how the Eagles progress with him, but I just think that he can be better than we think he can. I see more in him than a lot of people do, and I won't be surprised if we're talking in the middle of the season saying, wow, Jalen Hurts is even better than we thought. I'm a big fan.
Joe, how long into the 3-year tenure of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was it that you knew he was a stiff?
Oh, it might have been the first year. I mean, you watch the other receivers that were drafted around the same time as him or after him, unfortunately, in that draft for the Eagles, and the guy couldn't play. He never got open. Like, we always talk about these drops that he had. But in the NFL, if you can't get yourself open, you can't be a good wide receiver. He never got open. Obviously, when the ball came to him, he didn't catch it. He just didn't look like an NFL wide receiver athletically from day one. I never understood what the Eagles saw.
Well, but it took him 3 years here. And then they did it. Ultimately, they pretty much gave away the guy that got was going to get caught. But, Joe, why did it take them so much longer than it took us?
Well, I mean, I always think with teams, the investment they make in a player factors in a lot. I mean, Jalen Reagor, unless they find a trade partner for him, he's going to be here. And by all accounts, he's had a better camp, and he's a better player than Ortega-Whiteside. Now, this is a low bar, but first-round pick for Rager, second-round pick for Ortega-Whiteside. If you're a first- or second-round pick, I think it's hard for the people that draft you to say, yeah, we were totally wrong on that. They want to just see it through just in case they weren't wrong, but if they're wrong, they're usually wrong the whole time.
Yeah, and Rager's next to go. I'm booking it. Let me move to the Phillies here because speaking of GMs, Dave Dombrowski had a very good night last night with Sosa having that big night. Syndergaard playing well. Center fielder Marsh has looked pretty good. Dombrowski, did he rescue this season with those trade deadline deals?
He stabilized it. I mean, Angelo, that's for sure. I mean, and then you throw David Robertson in. Robertson was my favorite one of all the moves they made. I mean, it's amazing because the memory we had of him here in Philadelphia was just a waste of time. He got hurt. He barely pitched. He basically stole $20-something million because he couldn't get back that next year. But he's electric. I mean, his stuff looks like it did when he was at the Yankees 10 years ago. So he's a big piece in that bullpen, and obviously they need him now, with Knable out, and not that we like Knable anyway, but he was a piece of that bullpen. And then, yes, Syndergaard, that was impressive last night, Angelo. I know that, you know, Thompson tried to get another inning out of him or a couple batters. He gave the home run in the eighth. But for seven innings, I think it was the first time Syndergaard went seven innings since June. So I was impressed.
Who's going further this year, the Eagles or the Phillies?
I'll say the Eagles. I still have some worry about the Phillies getting through that first round, if it's the Braves or, wherever it's going to be. But, look, the fact that we're having this conversation, Angelo, is amazing because – if you had asked me this in May, we'd all be laughing because we'd be saying the Phillies aren't going anywhere. They were 22 and 29. The fact that we are having this conversation about how far they can go in the playoffs just shows you how much has changed around here in a couple of months.
Last one. Who won the Ben Simmons saga?
Well, I don't know how the money went, but the fact that he's not here anymore means we won. It's over, Angelo. We don't have to deal with this anymore. I mean, the fact that the Nets are about to start a training camp hoping he can come back and play basketball and is willing to play basketball means they lost. The Sixers may have dropped a couple $1 million yesterday, but we won. He's not here anymore. We're done with that.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that one, Joe, but lots of good opinions. And Joe was saying, take the over at 9.5, but he's not that excited. Right, Joe? You're right on the not positive.
I feel good, not as great as I did at 8.5. We'll put it that way.
There you go. Joe is a betting authority now. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. At least doing 3 hours a day on betting?
And then 3 hours
a show. And
then
he's doing the show here?
Yeah.
These people are workaholics.
Oh, it's fun to do the gambling thing, though.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.